The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Mem Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekeri Yosef Ben Sarah Ve'Merat Zekenati Yafa Bat Sarah. ולילו נשמת אברהם בן אסתר והשם תניחם בגן עדן אמן. Today's daf is being studied לרפואה שלמה נתן בן שולמית משה בן דינה אין נערפן עליהם רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ואותם קרבה לבות זכות הצדיקים יגן בעדם שתה בעגלה וזמקרי ונאמר אמן. Again today's daf on Mem Dalet עמוד ראשון, and we begin from the Mishnah. שור שהיה מתחכך בכותל. So what happened? The shor is rubbing against the wall. Venafal al ha'adam. As a result, the wall fell on a person, v'harago, and it killed him. Which means the shor did not have kavanah to kill the guy. He just wanted to scratch his back on the wall. Happened to be the wall fell and killed the guy. Next case in the Mishnah. Litkaven laharog et ha'behema, v'harag et ha'adam. Intended to kill a behemah, ended up killing a person. Or the Kena'ani, which is a goy, v'harag ben Yisrael, and he ended up killing a Jew. La Nefalim v'harag ben Kayama. He intended to kill a Nefel. Nefel is a child that is not going to live. And ended up killing a ben Kayama. So in all these cases over here, the Mishnah's din is patur. Normally we say shor sharag et adam is hayav sekila, whether it's a tam, whether it's a mu'ad. However, in this case over here, the common denominator is it was not mitkaven. So since it was not mitkaven, so the din in Mishnah is it's not going to be hayav sekila on such a killing. The Gemara is going to explain. Amar Shmuel patur memita. Oh, when it says patur in the Mishnah, meaning you don't kill the animal. V'chayav b'kofer. Oh, so Shmuel Shita is against what we learned in the previous Gemara in the name of Rabbah. Rabbah taught us a rule that kofer and the death of the animal are interdependent on each other. That only when the animal gets sekila is there a kofer payment. Here Shmuel is arguing. Shmuel says that what? Patur memita v'chayav kofer. That means you can split them. Rav Amar, patur mize u mize. Good, that's the shita that we're familiar with. Rav shita, that kofir and mita of the animal are linked and dependent on each other. Comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? Forget about kofir, bichlal, we have a rule. You only pay kofir when the animal is a mu'ad. When the animal already has a history. The Gemara asks, "Ve'amai hatamhu?" What are you talking? This case over here is a tam. The animal rubbed against the wall once and killed. He did it the first time. Then she says, "Ve'hatamhu." Afilu leman didarish im kofir. Even according to the shita, that's doresh im kofir tambim marbe afilu shelo bekavana. However, ani mili lemuad shelo bekavana. Ve'haytamhu bechichuch zeh. In this rubbing against the wall, he's still a tam. So what's the case? Gemara says, "Kedamar Rav." No, it goes like Rav says, "Bemuad lipol al bnei Adam beborot, achename bemuad netachech al bnei Adam beketalim." Just like Rav said in another case that we're going to learn later on, that there's a shor that falls into a board and lands on a person, and he kills him. So there's a certain type of shor that's muad for such a thing. Where that's his custom, that he falls into borot, and he kills people. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "B'mu'ad li'pol ha'b'nei Adam b'borot b'kaman." So similarly over here, we're talking about a shor that his custom is to rub against the walls, and the wall breaks, and the wall kills. He's doing it. That's his, he's a Moab for that. So Gemara says, Iyache bar katalahu, which means if that's the case, so then the chaura, it's bekavana. The guy's going and knocking down walls, this animal, in order to kill people. So he's a Mu'ad with Kavana. What do you tell me you don't kill the animal for? So Gemara says, Bishlama hatam. In the case of the boar, when you said he's a Mu'ad to fall into a boar and kill people, the reason why you don't kill the boar over there, you kill the shore over there, because I could say he's doing it Shelo Bekavana. Why? Dehaza yiroka v'nafal. Because he sees green, like vegetables over there, so he always gets drawn after the vegetable, and then he ends up falling into the boar and killing a person. Oh, so there I can explain it, Shilope Kavana, so you're not going to put the animal. But over here, when the animal's going to the wall, and scratching against the wall, and he always does it, he knocks the wall down, but over here, it's Mitkaven. It's Mitkaven, you should kill him. So comes Gemara and says, the case is talking about when the animal scratching against the wall because his back itches. So therefore, he's not doing it coming out to kill anybody, and he's a mu'ad for that. Always when his back itches, he goes and scratches against the wall. Gemara says, uminayat inan. How do you know what the animal's kavanah is, by the way? How do you know that his kavanah is lehanot and it's not laharog? So Gemara says, debatar de nafal kam bitachich be. That even after the wall falls, he's still scratching against the stones over there. So therefore you see, that's his kavanah. The akate, the Gemara says, tzirorot ninu, which means, the law of kofir was only said by shor shenagach, by an ox that gores. However, there's other types of ways of damaging. One way, namely, tzirorot. We learned tzirorot earlier. That's when the animal's walking, and he kicks a rock, and the rock goes jutting, and the rock goes and kills somebody. Here, it's tzirorot lechaura. He bangs against the wall, and now a rock from the wall goes and kills a person. So that's already not even shayach for kofir. It's not even shayach in the open subject. Because it's tzirorot, it's not considered negiha. Amar Rav Mori Bered Rav Kana, the ka'azil, Mine. Rashi, the ka'azil kotel mine al yede dechifato, which means after the wall came down, he's scratching, but as he's scratching, he's moving the stone, and it's coming directly as a result of him. It's not the pshat that he knocked the wall down and the stone went jutting like sirorot. Ela the ka'azil as he's moving it as he's going. Therefore, it's considered like migufo, and therefore it's going to be hayav kofir, according to the shita that says, you pay kofir, tanya kevate de Shmuel, utiufta de Rav. We're going to bring a ra'aya to Shmuel that says kofir is not dependent on the mitav of the animal. And as a result of bringing a proof to Shmuel, we're going to bring a question against Rav. What does it say in the Braita? Yesh hayav b'mita u'bekofir. There's some scenarios that the animal dies and you pay kofir. There's a case of kofir where the animal doesn't die. There's a case of mita without kofir. Basically, every option is a possibility in the kofir and the mita. Sometimes you have kofir and mita. Sometimes you have nothing. Sometimes you have one of the other, either kofir or mita. How? The Mishnah Baraita is going to explain itself. Haketzad. The easy case. Mu'ad bekavana. You have a shor that's mu'ad and at kavana to kill. Hayav mita ubekofir. Good. That everybody agrees with. Hayav mita because it killed. Even if it killed once, it's hayav mita. That doesn't matter. Certainly it killed bekavana. Finished. And the fact that it was a mu'ad, it has to pay. The owner has to pay kofir. Mu'ad shelo bekavana. Oh, so he's a mu'ad, but shelo bekavana, hayav bekofir, upatur memita. Right there. There's the proof of Shmuel. He's mu'ad, so therefore he has to pay kofir. But he's patur memita because it was shelo bekavana. So what do you see? You see over here that Mita and Kofet are not dependent on each other. Tam Bekavana Hayav Bemita Upatur Mekofet. Okay, let's discuss that case. The first time the animal kills, he's a tam. He did it tam Bekavana. The animal dies, but there's no Kofet. Because the Kofet is only when the animal is a Muad. So tam Bekavana Hayav Bemita Upatur Mekofet. Tam Shelo Bekavana, that's the best of both worlds. Tam shelo bekavana, there's no kofir and there's no mitah, patur mize umize. Good. So this braita is clearly a proof for Shmuel and a tiyufta against Rab. Now the braita continues. Nizakim shelo bekavana, which means nizakim literally means damages. Nizakim, which means it was mazik ashor shelo bekavana. It didn't kill it. It was mazik shelo bekavana. Sure, shenagata, sure, shelo bekavana. Rabbi Yehuda mehayev. Rabbi Yehuda says hayav. V'Rabbi Shimon poter. Now, what are we discussing over there? Which means you have to pay. Do you have to pay for the damages or not? That's the she'ela. My ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda when you have a nezik shelo bekavana? Why does he say hayav? So he says yalif mekofro. He learns nizikim from kofir. Ma kofir shelo bekavana hayav, afa nizakin namet shelo bekavana hayav. Just like we just learned in the Braita, that if the animal kills shelo bekavana, the guy has to pay kofir. So therefore, similarly, if the animal damages shelo bekavana, you have to make a payment for nizik. Ma kofir shelo bekavana, af nizik shelo bekavana. V'Rabbi Shimon yalif mekatale deshor. Rabbi Shimon learns from when the animal gets killed. Ma katale shelo bekavana patur. Just like when the animal kills shelo bekavana, we don't kill the animal. After zakin shelo bekavana patur. So too, when the animal damages shelo bekavana, so one is patur. So if one rabbi learns it from nizikin from kofir, and one rabbi learns nizikin from mitat abehema. V'Rabbi Yehuda nameni laf mekatale. Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you learn your din of nizikin from the law of katala and say, just like shelo bekavana patur from death, the animal, so too you should be patur from nizikin. So Gemara says, danin tashlumin metashlumin. Ve'en danin tashlumin memita. Very simple. Kofir is a payment. Nizikin is a payment. So therefore, I'm going to compare payments to payments. And I'm going to say, just like kofir you pay, even if it was shelo bekavana, so too if the animal's mazik shelo bekavana, you have to pay. But I'm not compare payment to the death of the animal. The Rabbi Shimon nameh, nilit mekofro. Rabbi Shimon, why don't you learn from kofir to say what? That he should be hayav shelo bekavana. So he says, danin hayube deshor, me hayube deshor. No, I compare it to death, because death is something that's in the shore. You're killing the shore. Legabe, the payment that you're making is also the payment for what the shore damaged. That's a comparison from shore to shore. Lapuke kofir. Kofir is a kapara. That's the owner's responsibility. Therefore, when I'm comparing nezik of a shore, I compare it to the payment that's or the punishment of the shore, which is katala, which are two items that are related directly to the shore. Kofir is not related to the shore. The kofir is the owner's responsibility to pay for kapara. Any event, the Gemara concludes with those shittot. Just as a review, before we go further, it comes out a few points over there. First of all, the Rishonim discuss in this subject when we have a machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon by a shor shehizik shelo bekavana. Someone will learn this is only talking about shor shehizik adam shelo bekavana. They want to say shor shehizik shor shelo bekavana. You have to pay regardless. There's no machloket on that. But legabe adam, then already we have a chiduk. Correct? That's the Me'idi says that. And other. Now, what's the sevara to make a chiduk? Why should we make a chiduk between damaging adam shelo bekavana, or damaging a behemah shelo bekavana. So you say like this: Hasivara lechalek ben niske shor beadam leniske shor bemamon he shedinen niske shor beadam lo neemru beferush baTorah. It doesn't talk about shor shezik adam in the Torah. It only talks about shor shezik shor. Ela hem nilmadim miribui. They learn it from extra words, ribui. Me'achar shematzinu beshor sharag adam. Once already I showed you that by shor sharag adam, that there's a hevdel with kofir, kavana, no kavana. So already the Torah tipped me off that kavana is a factor. Because you see by shor shehemit adam, that there's a hevdel between whether he did it be kavana or not, like a be kofir. So then already I could say, through extension, there'll be a chaluk between kavana by nezek as well. I don't have that gilui by shor shezik shor. Therefore, by shor shezik shor, ben be kavana ben shor be kavana, you have to pay. But since I found the chaluk be kavana legabe shor shehemit adam, legabe kofir, so therefore I extended legabe nezikin as well. Comes the Gemara and continues. Patur. Okay, that was Amishnah. Animal intended to kill a behemah, ended up killing a person. Patur. What does it mean patur? The animal is patur from mitah. You don't put the animal to death, even though he killed the person. Gemara says, Han nitkaven laharog et zeh v'harag et zeh hayav. Mashma only because he was mitkaven for a behemah and he killed an adam. Mashma that if he was mitkaven for one adam and he killed another adam, bihayav. Matnitin delo k'Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Shimon. Why? Detanya. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilu nitkaven laharog et zeh v'harag et zeh patur. Rabbi Shimon says to be hayav, you need to be mitkaven for the guy that you intended to. It's not enough just to be mitkaven general to kill somebody. For the animal to be hayav mitah, you have to be mitkaven for A, and you killed A. So Amishta obviously is not going according to Rabbi Shimon. So comes the Gemara and says, Maitama Rabbi Shimon, what's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? The Amar Kerak, because we have a pasuk in the Torah. Hashor yisakel vegam be'alav yumat. Which means, the shor is put to death, because it killed the person. Vegam be'alav yumat. Now when it says be'alav yumat, doesn't mean you killed the owner. It means paying, he has to pay. But we see that there's a connection between be'alav yumat and shor yisakel. It's Gemara's Doresh. Kemitat be'alim kach mitat tashor. Which means, we're comparing the death, the real death of the owner, if it came into fruition, to the death of the shor. Ma be'alim ad mechaven le af shor nameh ad mechaven le, which is by a human being, he's not going to be hayav mita until he's actually mechaven to the person that he tried to kill. Meaning, if a man intended to kill somebody, by Adam, you're only going to kill him where he had kavanah for A and he killed A. But if he had kavanah for A and killed B, no. So it says, Ashor yisakir vegam ba'alav yumat. Kemitat ba'alim kach mitat ashor. Therefore, the shor also has to have kavanah for A and killed A. That's the Bishamon. The Gemara says, U'ba'alim gufayu minalan. Wait. How do you know by the ba'alim themselves that they have to have kavanah for A and to kill A? So the Amar Kera, because we have a pasuk, the Arav Lo, the Kam Alav, which means the Arav Lo means the person ambushed his neighbor, the Kam Lo, and he rose on him to kill him, Ad Shiyitkaven Lo, which means when the pasuk says the Arav Lo, the Kam Alav, it's to that guy, to the guy that he ambushed, that's the guy that he killed. So you see what you need, Kavana. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, "Ma be'alim ad the mechaven le." It's all the way up, like five lines after they start getting wide. Rabbi Shimon eat the haksev varag ve'rotzeiach be'eluen and esrafim. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon holds by regular adam she'rotzeiach. It's not enough to have a general kavana where he intended to kill somebody that morning. The intention has to be the one that he killed, he killed. V'rabbanan peligi ale. V'amre af be'alav namim mitkaven larog etze v'arag etze hayav. Why? Dehai ve'arav lo. V'amri debe rabbi yanai rabbanan mukmine prat lezorek even legol letoch haburat anashim v'yesh sham kena'anim v'yisraelim. The rabbis learn you have to have kavanah to kill. Not necessarily kill a Jew. Not necessarily to kill that Jew. Oh, but it says, ve'arav lo, ve'kam alav. That's to exclude a case where a guy threw a rock in the public domain where there was a group of people standing over there, and there was Kena'anim in the group. So you can't really discern if the guy's intention was to kill a Jew or not. But once you know, let's say they were all Jews, where you know his intention was to kill a Jew, even though he didn't intend to kill that one, according to the Banan, be hayav mita. Whereas according to the Bishuvan, has to be more specific. And since the specificity of the Adam is la'arog etzeh, similarly the Shor is dafka put to death when it was netkaven la'arog zeh ve'arag, the same guy. La'apukeh, netkaven the Yehudi zeh ve'arag Yehudi, Acher comes and goes. Verabbanan. Now she already tipped us off. Verabbanan. First while on the Gemara, hi ve'arav lo my avdele. The rabbis are arguing to be Shimon. What do they do with ve'arav lo? The Chavrat must have to have kavana. Amre deber biyanai prat lezorek even lego. What does it mean lego? You throw a rock into a crowd. What's the case? We're understanding the case with his Goyim and his Yehudim over there. So therefore you really can't know what the guy's Kavanah was. Rabbanan say, minimally you got to have Kavanah l'arog Yehudi. You threw into a crowd. We don't know if the guy's Kavanah was to kill a Yehudi. Oh, what's the case? If there were 9 Goyim and 1 Jew, you don't need a special pasuk. Go with Rov. Rov Kena'anim, you could assume that what? The Kavanah was for Kena'anim. Safek nefashot lehakil. I'm not going to kill a guy, because the guy murders Hayamita. I'm not going to kill a guy when there's a Rov Kena'anim. I don't need a pasuk of the Arav, like a Hiddush. The Arav, Lord teaches me Hiddush. What's Hiddush? I don't need a pasuk for that. 9 and 1. I go with the Rav. And therefore, Rav is going to tell me the Kavanah was probably for Kena'anim. Therefore, Safek Nefashot, I'm not going to kill a guy on a Safek, especially when there's a Rav against him. I don't need a Pasuk for that. Now, I don't even need a Rav, by the way. Rav is easy case. Iname palga upalga. Even if it's 50-50, you have 5 Goyim and 5 Yisraelim. It's not worse than a Safek. And what? Safek Nefashot that kid. Rov, you go after Rov. Even 50-50, it's a Safek. Gemara says, Lo Tzericha, you know what the case is? De'ika tish'a Yisraelim ve'ehad Kena'ani. Oh, you have 9 Jews and 1 Kena'ani, which normally you'd say what? 9 and 1 is Rov, and therefore the guy's Kavanah is for Yisraelim. However, here we learn one of the most famous principles in Shas. De'afagav diruba Yisraelim ninu. Since there's 1 goy amongst them, havile kavua, echol kavua, kemersal mersadami. This is the source to a famous halachic principle of kol kavua kemersal mersadami, which means like this. The classic case is said by a case of butchers. Where you have, let's say, 10 butcher shops. 9 butcher shops are kashir. And 1 butcher shop is tarif. So the rule is like this. If, let's say, a piece left the shopping area, and I find the piece now in the field, I don't know which store this came from. Then I have a principle that says, Kol de parish, merubaka parish. Once already it leaves the area of the safek, and it's in the field already, I use my majority rule. The stamat came from the majority, called the parish menubaka parish, and I can eat the meat. There's no problem. However, that rule only applies when it was purish. But in the area of the stores, it's called a kavua. That's already stationary. That means, I walk into the store, a store. I don't know which store I walked into. None of them have signs. It doesn't say kasher or taref. I just know one is not as kasher, one is taref. I walk in the store and I buy a piece of meat. I went to where the safek is. So now I would say, well, you know, odds are I probably walked into a kosher store. Doesn't work that way. When it's kavua, when you go into the place where the safek is, it's mechsa, mechsa. It's a 50-50, and therefore it's a safek, and therefore you cannot eat the meat. Where do we learn this kavua kemechsa dami from? From the case of Tish'a Yisraelim vegoyechad. What happened? I took a rod, this guy took a rod, and he threw it into a crowded area. I say, you know what, if there's 9 Jews over there, Mistaba, the guy's Kavanah was to go after a Jew. And he killed somebody, he killed a Jew. And therefore what? The Chaura, you should go kill him now and bet him. But we don't say Rov in a Kavua. Here the Ra came to the, it's not that a guy came out of the group. The Safek is in the stationary area where the people are. Therefore, even though it's 9-1, we look at it as 50-50. 50-50, I don't know what the guy's intention was. His intention for Yisraelim or Kena'anim. Therefore, he's off the kosafek nefeshot lakil. So this is the source of where you learn the kavua, kemersa, mersa, is from the pasuk, vekam ve'aravno aliba dechachamim, where even though you have 9-1, it's 50-50, you can't kill a guy on a safek. Good, and there has been much said on these principles of Ketparish and Kavua, but at least you understand the general rule of it, of the mechanics, how it works, and then you can go analyze exactly the details of it. Come to the next Mishnah. Shor HaIsha. What's the case? The shor belongs to a lady. The Shor HaItomim. Or you have an ox that belongs to orphans. Orphans that do not have an apotropos. Or shor apotroposim. That's orphans that do have an apotropos, an administrator. Shor midbar. What's that? That sounds like a shor of hefker. Ownerless, just roaming in the midbar. Shor hegdesh. Okay, shor that was consecrated. Shor hager shemet ve'en lo yorshim. The shor of a convert that died, that has no relatives, obviously. So it's basically ownerless. Hare elu hayavim mita. Oh, what'd they do? They killed somebody. They killed a person. So the hadush in all these cases is that you put the shor to death. Now I got to go through each one for a minute to find out why would I think not. Let's go to the case of shor isha. So big deal, so it's owned by a lady. Why would I think that if a lady's shor kills somebody, you don't kill the animal? Because the Torah's language is, it says, Vegam be'alav yumat, or ba'al ashor. So since the Torah uses masculine word, I might have thought that Isha, no? Kamashpalan, yes. What about Yetomim? Yetomim, I would say, listen, what do you want from the Yetomim? They're too young to watch the animal. The Torah was has al mamonam shel Yetomim. Therefore, I would have thought that maybe you don't put the animal to death. Kamash ma'alan? Yes. Okay, whether they didn't have an apotropos, or even if they did have an apotropos, we come along and say, what do you want from us? We had an apotropos, it's his fault. Doesn't matter. Still, you're going to kill the animal. Okay. Shor shel hefker, you could have argued there's no Baal HaShor over here. Doesn't matter, since it's a danger, it killed already, we get rid of it as well. Which means, you see over here, it's not a punishment to the owner. when we're killing the animal, it's not a punishment to the owner. It's a gezerat tekatuf. Because here there's no owner. Yeah. And still you're putting the animal to death. That's the way they understand it as well. Which makes sense. It's a dangerous animal here. So I don't care if there's an owner or not an owner. I got to get the animal that's dangerous to society out of the midst. Okay. Another one would be, if it's Hekdesh, I would have thought that maybe you don't stone it. Kedesh you don't have seed Hekdesh. Not to cause Hekdesh or loss. Kamash malan. Ger, that doesn't have children, it's again the case of Hefker. Okay. Similar to Shor HaMidbar, which we'll have to see in the Gemara, what do you really need? Two cases of Shor HaMidbar and Ger Shemet Ve'en Lo Yorshim, it's basically the same thing. The Gemara will explain it. Okay. Now, it's obvious, and it goes without saying, in all the cases in the Mishnah, even if the animal is a mu'ad, there's no kufir, because there's nobody to pay the kufir. Except for Shor HaIsha. Shor HaIsha, she'll have to pay kufir. Yitumim do not have to pay kufir. The midbar, Hekdesh, Ger, She'en Lo Yorshim, there's no kufir. Okay? Only Isha. No kufir on Yitumim. That's the deal. Comes the Gemara, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekdesh, Shor HaGer Shemet, Peturim Min HaMita, Nefi She'en Lahem Be'alim. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, I argue on you. You wanted to say you put these animals to death? I argue with you in three cases. The Midbar, which is Hefker, L'chaura, Hekdesh, and Ger Shemet. We have to see why. In the Ba'alim. Okay. We'll see exactly the machloket between the Biuda and Hakamin. Tanu Rabbanan. Shor. Shiv'ah. If you look in the parasha where it talks about a shor that kills, it says the word shor 7 times. Right? Menogeyach Adam. To teach me what? 7 cases that you're going to put the animal to death. And what are they? Shor HaIsha, Lehavi. Shor HaIsha, Shor HaYetumim, Shor HaPotropos, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaKdesh, Shor HaGer Shemet, Ve'en Lo Yorshim. Okay, count them up.
Seven.
And the regular shor, Shekin HaKaz Adam. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaKdesh, Shor HaGer Shemet, Ve'en Lo Yorshim, Peturim min hamita, lefi she'en lahem ba'alim. Amar Ravuna, poter haya Rabbi Yehuda. Amazing case. Afilu nagach ulbesof hekdish. Before got the Beit Din, the guy's animal killed. Hekdesh. It's not your animal anymore. Or nagach ulbesof hefkir. Or it gored, it killed. The guy said, I make him an animal hefkir. That's how far I went. Pashut, if it was Hefker from the beginning, his Hiddush is that even at the time of the goring, there was an owner. But by the time it got to Beit Din, it became ownerless or Hekdesh, Rabbi Yehuda is poter. So the Gemara says, Mimai. Where did you get that from? Because all I see from Rabbi Yehuda is Shor HaMidbar. It sounds like it was Hefker from the beginning. Where do I know this change in ownership that he also says is patur? Mediktani tarti. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda discussed two cases, Shor HaMidbar, Veshor HaGer Shemet, Ve'en Lo Yorshim. Which means, Shor HaGer Shemet, Mainihu. What's the case of Shor HaGer that died? Tekevan De'en Lo Yorshim, Havi LeShor Efker. Hainu Shor HaMidbar, Hainu Shor HaGer Shemet, Ve'en Lo Yorshim. It's the same case. Rabbi Yehuda, you're making a point, yeah? So your point is, Shor Efker is patur. Because Ein Lo Ba'alim, but you said two similar cases. You gave me one Pashut case, Shor HaMidbar, then you made a sophisticated case. Ger, She'en Lo Yorshim, that he dies. Hasak Baruch, that's a sophisticated way of saying Shor HaMidbar. Bottom line, it's Efker. So what did Rabbi Yehuda need to give me those cases for? Ah, You know what the case is teaching me? Two hidushim. Shura midbar, that's a regular case where it was ifkir from the beginning. And you know what the next case is? Where it wasn't ifkir from the beginning. Where it had an owner in the beginning at the time of the goring of the killing. And then what? He was mafkir. So the two cases that teach me the hidush. Ela la va kamash ma'alan. Da filu nagah. Besof ikdish. And said the same thing by Ekdish. Once already we're saying it, who adin be'ekdish, not going to be a difference. Because the point is, it's not yours. So Mali, if you made it Efker, or Mali, if you put it in Hekdish's territory. It's the same concept. Nagahul besof ikdish ma'amina. Good. Rashi. Hakamash ma'alan. Had the hadar tana shor agel Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the ger was alive when it killed, umet habilef ger upatut. That's the chadush. Comes Gemara and says, Tanya namehache. We have a brayta to support this theory that we just said. Yeter al ken amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, even more, not only shor hefker, but afilu nagach ol besof ikdish. Nagah ol besof efkir patur. Shne'emar, now we give the source. Vehu'ad bev'alav vehemit. Which means, the owner was warned, vehu'ad bev'alav, and what? It still went out and killed. So Gemara says. And then what does the end of the pasuk say? Let's just finish the end of the pasuk. It says, velo yishmerenu vehemit isho isha shor yisakel vegam be'alav yumar. You didn't watch it, you put the animal to death, and the guy's got to pay. So Gemara says, Ad sh'teh mita ve'ha'amada bedin shavin ke'ehad. Oh, from the fact that it says, v'u'ad b'ba'alav, which means when he was warned, there was an owner. So therefore the Gemara is saying, just like the warning, there was an owner, so ha'amada bedin, when you get to the court, for the case, there also has to be an owner as well. That means, just like at the time where you warned, you had to warn a guy who owns an animal. Similarly, when you get to Beit Din, the guy had the same status. So the Gemara says, oh, only when you get to Beit Din? It's mashma, as long as you get to Beit Din, there's an owner. Then he could say, Hefker, it's too late. Because he was brought to Beit Din. Gemara says, V'gemar din lo ba'inan? What, you don't have to have an owner at the judgment, at the final judgment? Ve'ashor yisakel gemardinu. It says, ha'shor yisakel. It's mashma that what? That the owner has to be there until shor yisakel, until gemardin, that the status has to be. Why did you only tell me ad ha'amada bedin? Lekara, you should have told me ad gemardin, which means really according to halakha, according to Biyuda, the guy got to Beit Din. They're in the middle of judging the case. The guy says, you know what? I make it ifkir. Finish, throw out the case. The guy's going to say, no owner. Really, the Biyuda holds, the guy's got to own it until Hashur Yisakil. That's Gemar Din. Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema ad shetehe mita. Ha'amada bedin ve'gemar din shavin ke'had. Which means you need to go the whole way through. And once you get to Gemar Din, now the judge is posek. Hashor Yisakel. Now the guy says, Hefker, too late. Already you were an owner at Gemar Din. Now the animals put to death. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.